Welcome into the High School Basketball Postseason Podcast. I'm Richard Skinner from Local 12 and Local12.com with Tony Pike, former UC and Carolina Panthers star quarterback. Also a former high school basketball standout at Reading High School, where, and I found out last week in a state championship game, despite being 6 feet 6 inches tall, he grabbed exactly zero rebounds.
That's correct.
In 8 minutes of play. Boy, you're an effective player there, Tony Pike.
Finesse.
Yeah, exactly. Finesse. All right, we're going to talk a little bit later on with Campbell County head coach Eric Russell. His team got to the semifinals of the Kentucky State Tournament. Ty Cass, the head basketball coach at Aiken, they're still alive, will join us. But our pleasure to start the show off with Lakota East head coach Clint Atkins, his team in the semifinals of the Division I Regional Tournament tonight, 6:15 tip time against the Moeller Crusaders, the defending state champs. Coach, before I get to ask about your team, I mean, can you imagine a 6 foot six guy on your team playing any amount of time and not grabbing a rebound?
Tell you what, 6 foot six guy we have, he doesn't get any rebounds. I don't think he's getting any tip, guys. I think he's going to be sitting by Coach Vandy.
I like that.
Sure.
That's why I was sitting.
6 foot 6 guys got to rebound it.
Yeah, no, that's question. Why I was sitting most of that game. I think
that's exactly right. Played your 8 minutes.
Yep.
Coach, your team certainly's had a great year, and they've had it when you lost a key player to injury. Alex Mangold went down in the Oak Hills game, and since that point in time, you've lost just twice. Once to Moeller, and we're going to talk about that game in a second, once to Menor, so two really good teams. How did your team rally from that? Because you weren't overly deep to begin with, and he was kind of a key piece in the middle, and yet your guys have kind of rallied around.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't know is we actually lost maybe our best rebounder in our program, and a kid named Kyrell Metz. Kyrell was a two-year guy for us, sophomore, junior, and he's about 6'5", 6'6", and he actually does rebound the ball, Tony. But he tore his ACL in football. So, you know, we started off with that news before the season started, and he is a kid who had a great summer. And obviously the season was going well, and then the Oak Hills game happened. And Alex goes down with that tragic injury. And, you know, as a coach, there's nothing that can really prepare you for a moment like that. And, you know, honestly, I had no clue how our kids were going to respond to that situation. I mean, the guys were, you know, guys were crying, were emotional. Alex is, obviously a good friend to a lot of those guys. And to see him go down like that, you really don't know how they're going to respond. But they really rallied around each other and, you know, kind of that idea of next man up, and, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. And, they're playing this season for these guys that, you know, that can't play and would love to be in a moment like this tonight.
For tonight's game, you do at least have some preparation because you played Moeller back in January in Middletown on a neutral floor, so this is a neutral floor as well. It's obviously a very good Moeller team that has won 45 straight games, has been very impressive this year, but you guys really pushed him, and that was without Alex Mangold. That was either the first or second game without him, and had a lead late into the third quarter. Looked like you kind of wore down a little bit. What did you learn about your team and just from that first meeting with Moeller?
Well, you know, I think when people play Moeller, they, many cases, are down from the get-go because they're intimidated by the jersey. There's a lot of teams that are just, I think they fear them because of their success. And, you know, they're the equivalent of a Duke or a UK in college. And, you know, they're really, really good, and we respect what they do. They got a great coaching staff. They're well-coached. But the thing I learned is our guys weren't intimidated. Our guys came out and competed their butts off and played really hard and at no point backed down in that game. And, you know, I know they won't do that again tonight. But, you know, we got a tall task in front of us. And Moeller's the best team in the state. There's no doubt about that. And they're the favorite to win the state championship again. But, you know, for us, we got to take care of the basketball. That's the biggest thing for us. Last game we had 15 turnovers, and they had 24 points off of those turnovers. They're unbelievable in transition.
No doubt.
If you let them get out, run, you have no chance. So the first thing is we got to be able to take care of the ball, which we did pretty well in the first half. The first time we played them, second half, that's when they made the runs, when we had some key turnovers that led to layups and dunks. And then secondly, you got to be able to rebound the basketball. You know, they're obviously very effective anyway, but when they do miss, they're so good at rebounding the second shot, third shot. I mean, at times they'll just play volleyball with it because they're so big and athletic. So, you know, if we take care of the basketball and we rebound it defensively, it gives us an opportunity to win. But if we don't do those two things, we don't have a shot.
Coach, you mentioned the mental side of playing a team like this and pushing them the first time and understanding you can be there in the game. Against a team like Moeller, how important is it to really pick and choose the times of which you can run and get that into an up-and-down game, which it seems like Mueller likes to do as well, and when to work some clock and run through some offense, that fine line between the two?
Well, and that's the thing. You've got to get some easy baskets here and there. If you got to walk it up and, you know, go against their set defense every possession, it's probably going to be a long night for you. So, you know, when you get to those opportunities to push and transition, whether it's off a turnover or off a defensive rebound, you've got to take those opportunities just to hope that you get a couple easy ones. Right. But at the same time, controlling the tempo is going to be huge for us. We've got to keep this game in the 40s, low 50s. If it's going to be to our advantage, if it's mid 50s and above, it's definitely to their advantage.
You have a great player in Bash Wieland who's going to Bellarmine, averaging almost 20 a game, 19 and a half for the most part, and certainly a guy that the defense is key on, but he still gets his. That said, you've got some balance behind that. Guys averaging between 7 and 10-ish. Do you need one of those guys to have a big game tonight, or is it just you take what you get?
I think so. Somebody has to have a big game. You know, obviously, you're always expecting Bash to get you somewhere between 15 and 25. You know, he has been as steady as it gets. He's very efficient in what he does. He's shot 60% from the field this year, over 40 from three, 80 from the free throw line. So, you know, he's steady in what he does in terms of his scoring production. And then, you know, you look at our other guys. We have some other guys who are very capable of, you know, getting 15 to 20 points. And I think for us to win tonight, we need one of those guys, whether it's Will Johnston or Caden Furman or Grant Spicer, Nate Johnson. And one of those guys has to step up big for us. And, whether it's get 15 or 20 points, have a big night for us if we're going to beat these guys.
Coach, you made the comment about a public school getting back to the regionals again and coming from a smaller public school in Reading. Just talk about the impact that has on the community and everyone coming together for this ride.
Yeah, I think this is really special because these are kids that have grown up together, that went to elementary school together, junior highs together. And, you know, when you have that it's pretty darn special. And, you know, for a public school, you know, you can't really control some of the talent, you know, year in, year out. You kind of get what you get. And, you know, obviously it's very difficult for any school to do this. But for a public school, you know, these are really special moments. For the school, the entire community, and for these guys who have played together since they were 5, 6, 7 years old. And, you know, you look at private schools, obviously they can attract kids from all over the city. And, you know, Mueller obviously is an unbelievable program, but they also have kids from all over the city. So, you know, I think for us, you know, getting to a regional is really, really special because it's not something that happens every year where, you know, Mueller seems like they're in the regionals every single year. So I just think it's really special for our kids and community school. It's pretty cool how everybody's rallied around us.
Well, it's certainly been a great season to this point. You have the knowledge that you played toe-to-toe with Mueller the first time around, so it should be an outstanding game at Cintas Center, 6:15 tip time. The winner of that game will play the winner of the second game, the second semifinal, Springfield and Centerville. Clint, we appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight. Thank you.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Clint Atkins, the head coach of Lakota East. Coming up next, we'll talk with Aiken head coach Ty Cass, his team, a public school, making it into the semifinals in Division II. We'll get him next as we continue our high school basketball postseason podcast from your friends at ESP Media.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
Total Wealth Planning can partner, guide, and educate your family holistically on your financial goals and pursuits. Your dreams are better achieved with a trusted fiduciary like Rob Lemons and his team. Contact Rob today at 513-984-6696. That's 513-984-6696 or on the web at twpteam.com. Total Wealth Planning.
Welcome back into the high school postseason podcast. I'm Richard Skinner from Local 12 and Local12.com with Tony Pike, the real quarterback in our Angry Quarterbacks podcast. But he also played some basketball at Reading High School, played in a state championship, won a state championship.
That's right.
And I just asked Coach Atkins from Lakota East. I'm going to ask Ty Cass now, our next guest from Aiken. Coach Cass, Tony goes about 6 feet six. He played 8 minutes in a Division III state championship game back in, what, 04, was it, Tony?
03.
6 feet six, Coach, and he didn't grab a single rebound in 8 minutes. How much playing time would he get for you?
Well, seeing that he was 6'6", I would have liked to teach him how to rebound.
There you go.
There we go. Now we're talking. Now we got a true coach here.
I like that. That was a perfect answer. The Aiken Falcons in the semifinals of Division II. They will play on Thursday late afternoon, early evening, 5:30 tip time against 24-2 Trotwood Madison. And Coach, I told a lot of people and told Tony a few weeks ago, got a chance to see you guys when our Beachwood team played you down in the finals of Somerset, and I said, man, that's a good team. They got a chance to make a run because just the way you play and how hard your guys play and the fact you're just tough to keep off the bounce. When did you think this team had the potential to kind of do what it's done and maybe can do something great and win four more games and win it all?
Really, when we were down in Somerset, Kentucky, I really liked the competition that the whole school, Somerset, put together. We got a chance to get down there early and scout a couple of the teams, Beachwood, Madison Central. And when we put three wins together in 3 days and just the style of play that we were able to play, we were able to play fast. But a couple of the teams tried to slow us down, and we were able to execute it. When I realized that we could play both ways, I thought that we could do some things come the state tournament.
Yeah, for those that haven't seen you play, you spread people out, not afraid to shoot it from deep, and good part is for you, you make it from deep, shooting 39% about that on the season on three-pointers, try about 20 a game. Given those guys that green light from that deep, was that just because they can do that, or is that because, hey, I want to stretch the floor as much as possible, and these guys are capable of making some deep threes?
It's a combination of both. Here at Aiken, we do a lot of skill development in the off season because we want to play that way. We want to attack you off the bounce. We want to spread you out. We want to shoot the three or the wide open layup. So it's just a combination of both, and I've got some kids that can shoot it. So that's what we practice. I would like them not to take as many from the volleyball line, but, you know, sometimes it goes like that. De'Ara Dean, Dakota Stone, they're able to make those shots. So as long as they're in rhythm and they're in the flow of our offense, I don't mind at all.
Coach, I read an article here. You mentioned coming off of last year, your team and your coaching staff felt like going into this year you guys were a little bit disrespected and playing that underdog role. And in high school sports, how important is it to get a group of men to rally around that, and how much has that carried you through this season?
Speaking on last year, you know, I did think that we underachieved during the regular season, but we put it together late, was able to make it to the sectional final, and we lost to a really good Hughes team that had five seniors, all are playing college basketball right now. And with us bringing the same exact team back, I just thought we should have got a little more recognition just for what we put together. But the touch on your point about rallying together, that's what we preach. We preach being a family. We preach that no one thinks that we're going to win these games except the 15 people that are in the locker room. And we got to play for one another. You can't play for yourself. You have to play for one another. You have to play for your community, for your school. You got to have pride. And when we do that, we're very successful. And that's the one thing that I think the guys have latched on to, especially as of late, is together. Because when they're together and we're doing things as a unit, we're tough to beat.
Well, that's been evident now throughout the tournament. You guys play McNicholas, who beat you during the regular season. You get by that. You handle Wyoming, just one loss on the year up to then, a very good Wyoming team. And then you come back in the district final and you're down 18 before your comeback. Is that something built into this group of players that you have where there is no quit? And from the coaching side, what do you say to a team like that when you're chasing 18 points and know you got to get it together?
My kids feed directly off of me. So if I'm over there and I'm sitting down and I'm not giving it my all and I stop game planning or making adjustments, they're going to do the same thing. So I just told them in the locker room that if we were going to go out, we were going to go out our way. I was going to give them everything that I had, and I needed them to give me everything that they had. And we it was 18, but we knew we played very, very bad. So, therefore, we just figured we were saying, get it to eight by the fourth quarter, and some great things happened, and we were just able to tie it in the fourth, and tie it going into the fourth, get that first bucket into the fourth, and we were pretty much downhill from there.
Got a big challenge in Trotwood Madison, obviously, a team that does like to score. They've put 133 on a team, 138 on another team. They've scored over 100 a couple of other times. They do want to get up and down the floor for certain. But as we just talked about, you've played against different styles. You've played against quality opponents. This certainly is a quality opponent, but what do you need to do against them to get the game going your way?
I think first and foremost is we can't turn the ball over. Their pressure, they just want you to go about five steps faster than you want to and throw that ball all over the place so they can get out and transition. So I think if we can limit the turnovers, especially early, that will help us. And then we've seen on film with the trap and the rotating that they do, that there's holes in their defense where we could make wide open jump shots or drive the ball, which we want to do. So we're thinking first, don't turn the ball over, shoot a good percentage, and then be able to sprint back in transition and stop them from getting the easy buckets. So that's really our approach. That's what we're going to try to do. It definitely is going to be easier said than done because they're a great team. I mean, they're scoring like 4 points a minute.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, it's insane.
So if we could just slow them down and make the 3 points a minute, 2 points a minute, I have no problem playing in the 80s. I think we'll be in trouble if it gets to the 100.
Yeah, and that's where they want to get it to for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Coach, lastly, just from an excitement standpoint for your kids in the school to kind of make this run, what's it meant? I mean, Aiken in the past has had great teams. You can go back decades ago, but maybe not in a handful of seasons. But what's it meant for this school and for this group of kids to kind of make this run and get yourself to a chance where you start to look up and go, hey, anything's possible now?
I mean, it's great. I mean, the school's rallying around us. The teachers are rallying around us. I mean, just that feel-good story. It means everything because I tell the kids that they're playing for a program with a lot of history. I tell them to Google, you know, certain guys, Google certain teams, see what we had going on just two, three years ago in 2016 when we went to the Final Four. You know, these things don't happen often, so why not just put your head down and see what you can get out of them?
And you've certainly gotten a lot out of it to this point. And if you get through Trotwood, who knows, the dam might burst. Certainly, best of luck tomorrow night. Congratulations on a great season. We appreciate you joining us, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you, Coach. You guys were great. Thanks.
Good deal. Thanks so much. That's Ty Cass, the head coach in Aiken. His team will again play in the semifinals of Division II on Thursday at 5:30 against Fairmont. The winner of that will take on the winner of Northridge-Hartley for the regional championship. And real quickly, I mean, if you look at the Trotwood scores, these are just insane. I'm just going to roll down some of them. 133-50. 101-49, 109-41, 138-48, 112-58, 107-79, 105, 104, 131, 113, 113, 125. That was in a six-game stretch in early February. 106 against Thurgood Marshall in the district tournament. It's just a team that the scoring numbers for a high school team are incredible because some of those games they've gotten to a running clock, Tony.
And the hardest thing about playing a team like that is you know all that in the back of your head going in. And if you come out and struggle shooting in the first quarter early in that game, you're going to start pressing because you know it's going to be hard to stop Trotwood. Like Coach just said, we feel comfortable. How many times have you heard a coach say, we feel comfortable if the game's in the 80s?
Right. Most coaches.
Like we just heard at Lakota East, we feel comfortable if we're in the 40s.
Right.
You're going into this game. If we can keep in the 80s, we have a chance. If it gets into the hundreds, we're in trouble. You have the tendency to start pressing a little bit. No different than in football against a triple option team that takes a lead on you. You start counting possessions. You know you got to get something done. Maybe you press a little bit.
I think the one thing you said also interesting is sometimes when you have those pressing teams, you want to attack them back at times too. People look at that and go, oh gosh, they're pressing us. Well, you know, you beat maybe the first initial trap and you got a chance to get a good clean look. And he's got dudes that can pull it. As he mentioned, they will pull it from the volleyball line. They're not scared. They're not scared to do that. They will shoot those shots. Start making some of those, you suddenly have that other team thinking, well, heck, we're not getting any live ball turnovers. We're getting nothing out of our pressure. We're actually hurting ourselves in the press. Right. Doesn't mean they're going to stop pressing because it looks like that's exactly what Trotwood wants to do. But it does give you an opportunity to get some easy looks at baskets too.
Right, and again, against a team like this, get some early layups, get some easy baskets, and put the pressure on them, and maybe they start pressing as well.
Yeah, you just can't have live ball turnovers that lead to a bunch of buckets.
No,
and a flurry
4 points a minute.
Yeah, that's... That's incredible. Just incredible. One other team of note in Ohio still alive, Purcell Marion in Division III. They are playing on Wednesday afternoon, evening, 5:30 tonight against Versailles in a semifinal game at Fairmont High School. The winner will take on the Stivers and a winner in the championship. And you and I both believe this is a Purcell Marion team that is quite capable of not just winning this regional, but winning a state championship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right, so we will talk next with Eric Russell, the head coach of Campbell County. His team marched all the way to the semifinals in Kentucky and lost a heartbreaker, 2 points in the semifinals to Trinity, which went on to win the state championship. That's next as we continue our high school basketball postseason podcast from your friends at ESP Media.
ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcast, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader.
Alabama Fish Bar, the Taste of Cincinnati 2017 winner. Alabama Fish Bar, located in Over the Rhine at 1601 Race Street, Cincinnati. Go to alabamafishbar.com to learn more about this 26-year-old staple serving the freshest fish in historic downtown Cincinnati. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed all major holidays.
Welcome back into our high school postseason podcast. Richard Skinner from Local 12, local12.com, with Tony Pike, former UC and Carolina Panthers quarterback and a former state champion himself at Reading High School as a basketball player, where his contribution in 8 minutes was one basket and zero rebounds, and he's 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Yes. It embarrasses
finesse.
Me to even talk about
finesse.
That, Tony Pike. Yeah, Mr. Finesse. Well, one team that wasn't finesse, they were certainly a team that that showed some strength with some guys inside and just a great season, getting all the way to the semifinals of the KHSAA Boys Sweet 16, losing a tough one to the eventual champion Louisville Trinity. Eric Russell, the head coach at Campbell County, joins us. And Eric, you guys are no stranger to making it to Rupp Arena, but you made a great, great march getting all the way to the semis and had a chance in that game. Just talk about what maybe that the run meant for the school, the kids, and kind of the community, because it was a great turnout, I thought, the games I was at to watch you guys.
Yeah, our community got really excited and really behind this team all year. And the turnout at Rupp Arena was amazing. But it was a huge, I think, season for us. I think we were obviously disappointed when we lost, but I felt like now that we've had time to reflect, you know, you see how great of a season we had and how well these kids performed in Rupp Arena.
Yeah, for those that don't know, to get to that semifinal game, you beat John Hardin, which had not lost a game all season. They were undefeated going in, won that one 61-60. Beat a very good Walton Verona team, the champions of the 8th region, team that you'd actually played earlier in the year and lost to 54-48. A team that, for those that may not know, have Deontay Miles, who's going to Xavier, 6'11", and certainly a force. Let's talk about those two games first off before we get to Trinity. John Hardin was unbeaten, but they weren't unbeaten that you're like, boy, we don't have a chance. Again, they did what they had to do to go unbeaten. But how much did you think when you started looking at them and knowing what your team was about that, hey, we have a shot to win this game?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you look at a team and they're 35-0, you knew that they're good and they're doing something right. But we looked at them, especially we looked at when they played Scott High School, who we're very familiar with. And Scott, the second time they played them, didn't have Chad Omer and played them really tight. And we thought we had a pretty good chance to be able to get at this team. Their size was very difficult to deal with. I mean, we're thick, but we're not real tall. And that was a little tough for us, but I knew we had a chance to win the game. And if we could stick around and do the things that we could do as far as how we score, I felt we had a good chance.
Yeah, you have two main scorers in Reed Jolly and Drew Wilson, but Tanner Lawrence with a big game there. And then to follow that up, the win over Walton Verona, 49-42. But Tanner Lawrence's defense on Deontay Miles was big. He made him work for literally everything he got, and he didn't get as much as he's capable of getting.
Yeah, in the Walton game, you're right. And Miles, we had trouble with him the first time we played him. He blocked shots, and we get a lot of our scoring from the paint with Reed Jolly and Tanner Lawrence. So in that game, he had like 12 blocks. But you're right, Tanner came up huge for us. We really worked with him the day before on playing Deontay Miles for going left. And he's so strong going left, he rarely goes right. So we really played to that. Him going that way,
played on to that shoulder, and then we were trying to bring guys to the weak side when he did turn to the left to try to get a few steals, and that I think we got three or four doing
you
that.
You did,
and,
yep.
Yep, and Tanner just played outstanding. Like, he wore him down, like you said, and just really tried to push him off the block and play physical with him. I think that was a big key for us to be able to be successful in that game.
Yeah, Tanner's, what, about 6'3", 6'4"? He is a football player. He does play on the line, so he does have that strength, but he was giving away, what, 7-8 inches?
Yeah, yeah. And the first time we played him, Tanner got in really bad foul trouble. We were trying to kind of do similar. But you're right, man. He's a football player. He's a good basketball player. He's a really good football player. And he does what he has to do. It doesn't look pretty when he's doing it, but he gets the job done.
Then to Trinity, and they go on to win the state championship. They have a guy in David Johnson who's going to Louisville, so they've got guys, and he is certainly one of those guys you'd call a dude, especially at the high school level, going to play at Louisville. And you stood toe-to-toe with them. Tough way to lose, but I'm guessing just the way you battled them had to make you proud of what your guys did.
Yeah, for sure. They jumped out on us. I think we were down 20-5.
Yep, came back and took a lead on them.
Yeah, we made an adjustment. The second time out, we decided to start running a second defender at Johnson to get rid of the ball. And I mean, he only had 13 points, and I think most of them were in that first quarter where he was really hurting us. So as we were trying to get him to get rid of the ball, we were forcing other guys to shoot, and they were missing, and we were getting rebounds and heading down the other way and scoring. And we were trying to get stuff off transition if we could, because they're so good defensively. They don't give up a lot defensively. They're really long, and they close out so well. And so we were fortunate to get within two at halftime. And then, you know, the second half, back and forth, I thought, when you look back on it, we had two bad turnovers in a row off of their press, where normally we don't do that. And that hurt us because number 10 came up, what's his name? But anyway, he hit two big threes on us. After we took the lead, I think we had a 5-point lead,
right,
and that three cut it to two. And then he hit another one to take the lead. So those turnovers definitely hurt us. And you'd like to get a call at the end, but right there, it could go either way. You know, you feel like you want that call, but I mean, you're not always going to get it. And I told our kids, I said, sometimes you can't put it in the referee's hands. You got to be able to take care of ourselves. And we didn't. Unfortunately, fell short. But the way that game was going, you know, it was looking like we were going to get blown out. And for our kids to step it up and come back and get back in that game is a testament to what we've done all year.
Coach, what's the message, obviously, after such a tough game like that, to fall a little bit short of the state championship, but then you turn around, you look at 31-5 season, a great year for you guys. How do you balance that, talking to the guys after, and move this forward again, into move this team into next year and making another run?
Yeah, you know, obviously they're in that locker room and they want to win a state championship, and there's a lot of tears and kids, you know, disappointed. But, you know, the message was to end your season here at Rupp Arena. A lot of teams would love to be in our spot. Would love to make it to the Final Four of the state tournament. And obviously we weren't satisfied. Like, we wanted to win it, but I think you can even tell now, you can tell they're looking back and seeing what a great season it was. And my message to them was that this isn't going to be the best thing that's ever happened in your life. It's something you're going to look back on fondly, but you have many, many more things that are going to happen in your life that are really good. And there's a lot of kids in here that are going to be really successful, and I want them to know that, and how much we love them and how much they've given to the program, and how much we're going to miss, especially the seniors. And then for the kids coming back, hopefully, you know, and we kind of do this every year. We've been pretty successful the last 6 years, and the kids coming back see the success that the kids in front of them are having, and we want them to build off of that. Now, next year's going to be a little tougher because we do lose a lot, but I think by the end, the kids that are coming back will be ready to hopefully make another run.
Well, Eric, it's certainly been a great run for you at Campbell County over the last 8 or 9 years since you took that job. You've been to Rupp a bunch, but certainly a special group this year that made a run to the semifinals and came up just a hair short. Congratulations to you guys, and certainly best of luck moving forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
You bet. That's Eric Russell, the head coach at Campbell County. And I'll tell you, he is such a good coach, yep. Tony. For those that don't know, he coached Newport Girls to an All-A state tournament. He coached Newport Boys to the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Sweet 16. He's gone to, I believe, I want to say five regional finals in the last 6 years in the 10th region, won four of those. So he's been to four state tournaments, the march to the semifinals this year, come up a couple of points short. He's just done a terrific job, and congratulations.
Again, to be able to do it at Campbell County. And like
a
you
public
said,
school year after public year school, after year.
Year after year. It's not a flash in the pan where it's one or two good years, but to consistently be at that level says a lot about your coach and your abilities and how you relate to the kids.
No question about it. All right, Tony, any final thoughts from you, my friend?
Well, I think tonight is that game for both Lakota East and Muller. Obviously, East
the winner's got a good chance to finish it off, whichever one it is.
East to have a chance. And I think the mental edge of understanding we've been here before with this team, we gave them all they could handle, we had some bad turnovers, to look back on a game and say, look at this. Look at these turnovers here that really cost us. It's not like saying, man, we played our perfect game and still lost.
And it was about a three-minute stretch where Moeller turned them over, got some easy buckets.
Which we see
with
Moeller a lot.
That's exactly
what
they
do. We see those 10, 12-point runs in quick spurts. So I think understanding for East, we didn't play a perfect game, and we were still right there. And if you're Moeller, I think it grabs the attention and say, look, this isn't a team we're going to walk through. You can't have those. If there's one knock on Moeller that we've seen throughout the year, there's just been a couple times where there's those lulls for maybe a quarter.
There was a lull for about a minute and a half on Saturday when they fell behind 5-3.
Yeah,
and then
it was like
44-11 at the half.
Yeah, but you're going to have that all night tonight. And, you know, as great of a season it's been for Lakota East, I still think Moeller's going to be
– it's a tough out.
Going to be a really tough out for what they have on that team and how they play.
No doubt about it. Hey, our thanks to Lakota East head coach Clint Atkins, to Aiken head coach Ty Cass, and to Campbell County head coach Eric Russell for being with us. For Tony Pike and our producer-engineer Rob Ebel, I'm Richard Skinner. Thanks for being with us. It's the High School Basketball Postseason Podcast from ESP Media.